Muttmerica is 109% negrified. Every aspect of Mutt culture is entirely immersed in nigger effluent. The country is a veritable Neo-Mogadishu, a failed state that is held hostage by roaming hordes of savage gorilla niggers. Nigger pandering dictates all of Mutt politics, a dynamic that has led to the death spiral of its modern-day Gomorrah. Soon after its brutal ritual circumcision, the Max vaccinated, Ritalin raped, autistic Mutt child is brainwashed to mimic the simian antics of its half-wit niggers. All Mutt entertainment and news is replete with vomitous nigger platitudes, oozing with the infamous bacchanalian baboonery of niggers. Muttmerican food, so-called, is comprised of insalubrious, nigrified slop, inedible for any living organism that is not a mutt or a nigger. Mutt niggers, who would anywhere else on Earth be seen as out-and-out subfunctional retardates, are instead lavished with riches by the mutt, and for little more than the spastic flailing of their gangly, chimpanzee-like appendages. Niggers' primitive tribal chants about drug abuse, child rape, committing mass murder using Israeli-made Uzis, are ironically labeled music, and then afforded veritable national anthem status. Niggers' anti-social, anti-civil gangster culture has, for all practical purposes, supplanted the Mutt Constitution. The incessantly repeated mantra, built for BBC, is the gospel prayer uttered by every halitosis-infused breath expelled by the degenerate Mutt. From womb to tomb, Mutt whores are inculcated and then conscripted to become bestial cum dumpsters for their AIDS-addled niggers, even reproducing with niggers, creating unimaginable Lovecraftian horrors. Be it male or female, the most primal urge of a mutt is to have its every orifice reverse-colonized by the kite-knifed turd totems of its viciously virile niggers. Systematic multi-generational demoralization and dumbing down has left mutts bereft of all recourse but the obsequious groveling at the splayed simian paws of its nigger kangs. A mere askance glance by a nigger's hideous jaundiced sclera cowers the craven mutt in timorous fear. The collective hunched back of mutt's failing society holds aloft its nigger litter, high above its founding fathers, and even above its crucifix affixed kike. Nary a moment passes in the woebegone life of a piteous mutt where it is not submerged to its nostrils in thick, fetid nigger shit. For the mutt, sun rises and sets with its niggers,